내 꺼냈고요, 얼른데. 삐띠.
Marie will never forget the day she almost lost her 7-year-old daughter. It was June 8th, 2003. At the time, she was still living in Broward County with her now ex-husband.
He got upset and hit me while I was 8 months pregnant.
She drove herself to the hospital, her head bruised, eyes swollen, body aching. This was the worst he had ever beaten her. From that hospital bed, she thought about the lives of her unborn daughter, her 3-year-old son, and herself.
Now it was my choice to either stay in or get out. So from that day on, from that moment, that Saturday, June 8th, I made that plan. I'm getting out, and I wanted to get out alive.
3 years later, with 3 bags and her car, the woman we're calling Marie and her 2 kids fled to Southwest Florida to start a new life. But she had taken her husband's abuse for 10 years before leaving him.
At first, I thought that, you know, well, he's Haitian. I guess that's the way they all are. You kind of accept it.
Marie spent half her life in Haiti, where domestic violence is not illegal and most cases go unreported. The mentality often remains once Haitians emigrate to the U.S.
It's a problem of education and the culture. The men were raised as the master, as the chief. In Haitian culture, corporate punishment is normal to them. It's not a crime.
Patrick Massillon is president of the International Haitian Corporation of Southwest Florida.
A lot of Haitian family that I spoke to reported to me that it's been going on from fathers to fathers and fathers to fathers.
But the issue is often kept hidden. Margaret Tropnas is executive director of DWAFAM, a Haitian women's rights organization based in New York City. She says very few victims come forward because the subject is taboo.
The one who's the victimizer is also been victimized a second time. Once they bring it in the open, they get shunned by family members, and sometimes they're like, oh, it's not as a big deal as you trying to make it seem.
But last year, the issue was pushed to the forefront after Haitian immigrant Messac Dema allegedly killed his wife and 5 young kids in Naples.
Police say the suspect and his wife had a history of domestic violence.
The International Haitian Corporation of Southwest Florida's Patrick Massillon says it was a wake-up call for the Haitian community.
Right after the Damas killings, we feel the need to educate the community about domestic violence.
So they started to talk about it. Massillon co-hosts the local Haitian radio show, L'Informateur, or The Informant. His group, the International Haitian Corporation of Southwest Florida, partnered with the Naples Shelter for Abused Women and Children. Once a month, they have a representative from the shelter speak about domestic violence and healthy families on the air.
Okay, I'm going to translate and then ask you another question.
But they knew the best way to reach the Haitian community was through the church.
They actually look to the church for direction and for advice, so the church has the potential of being very influential in the lives of people.
Mercedu Phillips is the pastor of Agape Christian Fellowship, a predominantly Haitian church in Lehigh Acres. He says many Haitian pastors encourage spouses to stay together, but don't offer counseling or help. Others avoid the subject completely. Phillips says he addresses domestic violence from the pulpit head on.
The church must become proactive, not necessarily reacting to the symptoms, but going with the causes. So changing the mindset of our families that you don't abuse another adult.
Former victim Marie started going to Phillips Church after she fled to Southwest Florida.
She's an example of that someone can go through it and come out and not accept it as the norm. Because in our community, it becomes almost the norm that, well, this happens every day, so deal with it. And you shouldn't have to deal with it.
4 years have passed since Marie left her ex-husband. She has since remarried a man she met in Haiti, an attorney who helped her file for divorce. Although she had a bad experience, she stresses the importance of not generalizing.
I did change my mind because through it all, you know, I met someone and he was completely different, although he's Haitian.
Marie still remains close to the issue, volunteering as a counselor at the ACT Abuse Shelter in Fort Myers. She says she doesn't work with many Haitian women because they don't come forward, but she's not giving up on them. Next year, Marie will be starting law school at Ave Maria.
And I will be helping those women either get out or stay in their marriage.
She says none of them should have to accept domestic violence as the norm. For Florida Public Radio and the Healthy State Collaborative, I'm Farida Sani in Fort Myers.